Boys in the Morning with Jeremy, Steve, and Josh on Mix 100.
I was trying to get my mom to call in really quick, but she's technology challenged, so I don't know.
It's a phone.
It's a phone, I know, but like I still have to go over there and like get the pictures off of her phone, and she still uses CDs. And
oh, no.
She was texting me about how she's like, I've been listening all morning. The show sounds really good. You guys are doing great.
Said the same thing.
Thanks, Jeremy's really mom. Great. Yeah, so for anybody that cares, my mom thinks the new team here is fantastic.
And we'll be over
you.
Later. If you could have some Hot Pockets for us, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah. Yum, give me a Capri Sun.
She makes the best gravy. Like, that's one thing I look forward to on Thanksgiving is mom's gravy. It's like, it's so good.
It's good.
Yeah, my mom texted me the other night, I guess Monday night, because we started, this week's all messed up because we just started yesterday.
Yep.
My mom texted me Monday night. She's like, good luck tomorrow.
It's the same thing, though. Yeah, my mom was like, I listened yesterday. It was so good.
Yeah.
Mom, you're the best.
Grab that real quick. Hey,
is
Mom.
Is this Jeremy's mom?
Yeah.
Oh, hey! Hi, Mom.
Good morning, gang.
Hey,
How are you?
We're good. You're on the air, so don't say any naughty words, okay?
Oh, okay. I'll try to keep it in check this time.
So here's the thing, though. I feel like even if the show had been really sucking the entire morning, like, you're my mom. I mean, what else are you going to write in? You're not going to say that we've been sucking.
Oh, I would have told you were doing great and then had a talk with you later.
Yes.
There we go.
Positive
I like
reinforcement
it.
That's right. Followed by a teaching moment. Yes.
There you go.
What's been your...
Well, you know, I was listening to your whole teachable moments, and I kept thinking, I don't know if we had... Jeremy was a pretty good kid, to be honest with you. He just got worse as time went on. But...
Mom, shut up.
The young stuff wasn't too bad. I mean,
really?
Okay. I was just telling Steve off the air because he had never heard this story before. Many people might not have heard it, but do you remember when you guys put in brand new floors all throughout the kitchen? And there was a hammer sitting there, and I was taking the hammer and flipping it and trying to catch it by the handle, you know?
Oh, no hammer toss. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, the problem is I kept missing and the hammer kept hitting the new hardwood floors. So to this day in Mom's kitchen is about 60 little half moon divots in the hardwood floors from where the hammer was hitting the ground.
And the best part is they never got it fixed.
It's still
you
there.
Can look back and they remember when.
Builds character.
Yeah. It's a little bit of history right there on the floor. And it's very endearing now at the moment. Yeah. Not so much.
Oh, yeah, right. I don't remember what the punishment was, but I just remember you guys came unglued a little bit. But
a little bit, but we probably didn't do too much. I mean, you just didn't really realize what you were doing. But we have those lovely marks. We do.
Is there anything that you can share with us that would be embarrassing?
No, we don't need to know.
No, we do.
We got your mom on the phone. We do.
You guys, I'd have to think about it a little bit embarrassing.
I had worms. Remember when
you know
I had
what?
Worms?
Even if you could just
Jeremy, don't go down that road.
Even if you could just dig up some old picture of him in the bathtub or something, and we can use that on social media. That'd be awesome.
I'll give you a curl.
Okay.
Oh God. Well, what are you and Dad doing today?
Oh well, honestly, we're probably pouring some concrete.
Oh okay. Oh.
Mom and Dad, you know, I'm not going to say how old we are. You guys can probably all figure it out, but. His dad still likes to stay busy and still does stuff, and I'm the right-hand girl, man. I'm right there doing it with him. So
I love that.
Probably what we're going to be doing, although I did tell your dad this morning. I said, geez, it's going to be 90 degrees. Can we wait a day?
Wait till tomorrow.
Seriously. Yeah.
So he is kind of rethinking that maybe a little bit. But, yeah, we're just going to keep busy. We've got stuff going on. And,
all right.
And, we were actually just talking about you. We stopped in at your house yesterday for a few minutes, and we were just talking about our grandkids again this morning.
That's so cute.
Jeremy.
We got to let you go. Oh, this time.
Jeremy has that. He's a good dad, you guys. He's a good dad.
Oh,
he is.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
She really would never say anything negative about you.
All right, Mom.
Okay. No, not too. Well, you know, you guys, there's always off the air time.
Oh, we're so glad you called in. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mom.
I
love you.
I'm going to just love you. You're doing great. I'm loving it. So
I think we're getting the hang of it, Mom.
We'll get
you
there.
You are. You're great. You're great. Right. Oh, I can't
thank
stop
you.
Giggling, and I love
okay,
it.
Mom. Okay, Mother.
All right.
Bye, Mom.
I love her.
Bye.
Jeremy, be nice.
She is
what's
so
wrong
sweet.
With you? You're trying to brush that woman off the phone.
She's adorable.
I'll talk to her on the drive home, I'm sure. She's like, why did you shove me off the air so fast? I was having the time of my life. Oh, that's sweet. We need to get.
What are we doing here? Trending.
We need to get Danny on the phone more often.
Yes.
Trending. Anybody watch the debate last night?
Anyone? A little bit. I got 40 minutes into it.
Did you?
I'm like, I'm bored.
Yeah. Same thing. I was kind of like, enough of these guys. Some more news coming out about the hurricane. They started doing some calculations on how much rain has dropped from Hurricane Helene. They are estimating 40 trillion gallons of rain.
Jeez.
Over the past week.
They isn't say that the same about a baby oil that was found at Diddy's house or something like that?
My goodness.
Too soon, dude. Too soon.
Is it
yikes.
No, it's actually a little low. So they say that's enough rain to fill Lake Tahoe. So it's essentially Lake Tahoe that was dumped.
That's crazy.
Out. Or fill more than 60 million Olympic-sized swimming pools.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that nutty?
That's crazy.
That's hard to comprehend.
60 million.
Yeah, 60 million, jeez. Bud. Crazy. Did you have a story about a cat or something?
I do. Yeah, this is. I love things like this because this couple was visiting Yellowstone Park back in June. And they had their cat with them. The cat's name is Rainbow.
Aww.
But it's spelled, I think this is cute. It's spelled R-A-Y-N-E and then B-E-A-U. Like it's rain.
It's a millennial cat. It's a Gen Z cat.
I knew you would hate that. Yeah. I knew you would hate that.
Oh my gosh.
I think it's cute. Anyway, so they were visiting Yellowstone. The cat got out of the camper or whatever and disappeared.
Oh, no.
And so
Rainbow?
They tried leaving treats out while they were there camping and doing whatever. And then they had to go home. And they were really upset. And the woman says, she's like, I never lost faith that I would see my cat. Well, 2 months later, the cat showed up in California where they live.
Oh, my gosh.
What? It took 2 months and wandered from Wyoming to California.
Oh, my gosh.
And went home.
Don't you want to know, like, don't you wish there was a GoPro or something on that cat? Like,
yes.
What was going on? That cat was having the time of its life.
It was killing all the small rodents along the way.
He's in like bars. He's Ubering around.
Now, it also had to avoid traffic and not get eaten itself.
That is such a Disney movie, isn't
it?
It's like
Homeward Bound right there,
right?
Yes.
Yeah. I love that story.
Sassy.
Like that.
That's really good. It's Sassy.
It's Sassy,
Sassy was the
Bound.
Cat. You're right.
That is so good.
What else is going on? Well, I guess since you did mention Diddy, I guess another 120 people are suing Diddy for sexual assault, sex trafficking, other crimes. The list goes on and on and on. And also another lawyer is saying, coming out saying that there's going to be a lot of companies who profited from turning a blind eye to Diddy's actions and other celebrities. And in all capitals, they will be named.
It's going to get ugly.
Can I make a prediction? I'm going to make a prediction right here on the air that I think this is going to have a bigger impact than Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson's Super Bowl Nipplegate however long ago that was. I forget now. Because a lot of people don't know. That changed a lot of things in radio and broadcasting. Yeah. And just I think this is going to have a bigger impact when it all is fleshed out.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Than that did. It's going to completely change a lot of entertainment things.
Well, it's like, what can you play after that? I mean, truthfully, it really is. I mean, it's going to be huge when that actually all does drop.
It's going to be a lot of black eyes for various companies, various celebrities, and
It is. You're going to figure,
and
a lot of people are going to go, "Ooh, that. Oh man, I don't want to know that about them."
That's what you're going to get.
And don't you feel kind of dirty now, knowing that, man, I loved Diddy music for so long,
right?
A lot of his music, and now you're listening to it in different ways, and then now you're hearing about everything that was going on.
Yeah,
I feel. Like I need
it feels
shower.
Inky. No,
it's dirty. It's very
icky.
So you're right.
Dirty, man. It's so dirty. Speaking of horrible people, Dolly Parton.
Shut up. Love me some
transition.
Dolly.
Dolly's the sweetest lady in the world.
Dolly's at it again.
Unless she's on Diddy's list, love Dolly.
Yeah. It's the oversaturation of Dolly Parton. It continues. She's got a Christmas book coming out now called Billy the Kid Comes Home for Christmas, and it follows the life of Billy the French Bulldog. And I guess he's wandering around Nashville. He's like that cat. He's got a band. and he's going on a cross-country tour.
Does she? She doesn't write these.
I don't know, but it's still more Dolly Parton crap.
No, you know somebody just wrote it and went, hey, Dolly, can I slap your name on this?
Well,
and
she's absolutely. Like, yeah,
it's like the Oprah Winfrey sticker, right?
Bless your heart, you sure can.
I love Frenchie Bulldogs. Those are some of the cutest little dogs. Let's put my name all over this. People can't get enough of me.
I love Dolly Parton.
What else is going on? I don't think I want to talk about the declutter rule again. That's kind of stupid. Where's that sleep story?
What are you sleeping
here
in, Jer?
Here it is. 1 in 7 people sleep, get this, in whatever they wore that day.
No, thank you.
I need more information on that. Because it's like, we were saying earlier in the show, is that people that work from home, so they're just bumming around in their jammies all day?
It's gotta be.
Or is it also, and I'm going to throw your generation into this, Josh, is it younger people, you know, who are out partying and doing whatever?
We just fall asleep in our pants.
And you just fall asleep. Yeah, right. You just fall asleep in your clothes.
That could, I've done that before.
I don't go out past 9 o'clock. I haven't for years.
I hate it.
Smart man.
I hate it.
Nothing good happens after 9 o'clock, you guys.
No.
Nothing at all. I'll give you one more thing for drunk America here. The state fair in Texas right now is serving up something called mustard beer. They have teamed up, I guess, with French's mustard, it looks like, for a limited edition mustard beer. You guys down?
I'd try it. Yeah.
I'm down. I'd try it. Yeah.
I like it.
All right. Let's do this now. Make your way to our Facebook page and a little later the Mix 100 Instagram page when I post it there. It is Croctober, a different crockpot recipe every weekday in the month of October for busy parents. This morning I posted Dr. Pepper Sloppy Barbecue Explosion.
Yes! What is that?
It's essentially Sloppy Joe's with a can of Dr. Pepper in it.
I love
because
it.
Because you hate your body.
I love
it. So check it out. Find the recipe on our Facebook page. Search The Boys in the Morning.